It's a small sports story, you might say. The Penn State Nittany Lions falling to the Nebraska Cornhuskers over the weekend. But with everything surrounding Penn State, it's a much, much bigger story, full of drama. And also the emotions of every student at Penn State University dealing with the scandal that took down Joe Paterno. And that game that I just mentioned was the first game in a half century without Joe Paterno anywhere on the field. Joining us now is someone who is dealing with all of the emotional issues surrounding the Penn State University scandal. Dr. Lori Mulvey is a senior lecturer in sociology at Penn State University. What's it going to be like this morning, doctor?
Wow, you know, I'm looking forward to finding out, actually. I'm just imagining there's going to be a lot of emotion that's on the surface, and I get to talk to students all the time. That's my work. So I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about what's been happening within them.
You know, I hate this phrase, but you got to describe this as a teachable moment on so many levels. I mean, whether you're a sociology professor or someone in the athletic department, where do you see the lessons coming from these events?
Oh, there are so many lessons. I mean, critical thinking is at the center of it on so many levels. You know, understanding the power of institution to shape individuals and their identity, and to look at how their actions are structured by those things larger than themselves. I think that's actually the biggest part of this, at least for those of us in sociology. But I know all of my colleagues are finding lots of ways to talk about this in their own classrooms. So
without betraying any. You know, confidentiality or you know, a friend who you wouldn't want to out on national radio necessarily. Can you give me a sense of what your conversations have been like? And I suspect they aren't all secretive, but what's a conversation like there on campus among faculty?
Well, you know, I think shock is the biggest thing. And actually, not as many words as just faces, looks on faces of just, what is this about? What's next? What are we going to do? How should we proceed? I mean, there's so many things to juggle, you know, and obviously just going forward as an institution, you know, in our semesters and whatever, but dealing with what everybody's feeling. Nobody's outside of this right now. That's what makes this such an amazing moment, is that there's no one that's like, okay, I have the perspective because I'm not a part of this. Everyone's a part of it.
You're the director of something called the World in Conversation Project, which seems apt this week. This is a conversation that's resonating all over the world.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've changed all of our dialogues, which tend to be race, gender, interfaith type things, to what's happening on campus, because there's so much. The complexity of what people are feeling is apparent, and they need to talk about it.
Did you watch the game? Did you monitor the score over the weekend?
I did here and there. I have never been a big football fan, but I'm certainly a part of the culture. So I was definitely interested in how it was playing and clearly what was happening. So I even was on campus on Friday night, which I never am during a game weekend. So, yeah, I've been very aware of what's happening.
And, you know, our hearts go out to those players on the field who really, with such a heavy hearts, had to actually play a football game. And unfortunately, they lost. But it's about more than the game, that's for sure. Thanks so much for getting up with us this morning.
You are welcome.
Dr. Lori Mulvey is a senior lecturer in sociology at Penn State University and director of the World in Conversation Project, dealing, as all the people at Penn State are, with the aftermath of the scandal regarding former football coach Jerry Sandusky and the accusations that he sexually assaulted young boys.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.